Okay, today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Samach Tes. Zvachim Samach Tes. Tonight will be shiur Beth Shem on Shechita, 9:30. Shechita, probably part one. Shechita Lavavodihi, relating to the Gemara that came up on yesterday's Daf. But yesterday we had a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. That was Daf Samach Esma Beis. What is the halacha if a zar does malika? If a zar does malika on the bird, he is not supposed to. A zar is allowed to do shechita, but he's not allowed to do malika. So what is the halacha? So Rav said that if a zar does malika, it is meaningless, and therefore there is still tuma. There's metamen beis ablia, and there's as if there was, it was as if the animal just died. There's still tumas nevela. That was the shita of Rav. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, the zar is not metamen beis ablia. If a zar does malika, he does accomplish something. There is no tumas nevela. Yes, if you would have used a knife, even if a kohen uses a knife, everybody agrees that saken is metamei beis ablia. But the machlokas is about zar. So one of the sources that came up relating to the trying to prove if there is there a difference between zar and saken. So the Gemara says v'neiluf mi bama. Why don't we learn from bama that a zar is allowed to do the avoda, because a zar is not a problem by bama. You don't have kihun. We're going to have that later on in the Masechta, in the parak about bamos, the last parak. And the Gemara answers, no, we bama lo yalav. So it seems that maybe it's some type of machlokes. What is the status of a karbon brought on a bama? The Devar HaKodesh says, everybody agrees it's not a regular avoda, but maybe the karbonas have the status of karbonas, even though it's not a regular avoda. So that seems to be the nekuda. Can you compare and learn mikdash from bama? There is a beautiful Meshech Chachma, which we mentioned in the past, and that is the first Meshech Chachma is his hakdama to Sefer Vayikra. We probably mentioned this in the first shiur in Zvachim. Meshech Chachma says, HaKadmonim nechleku b'tama karbonas. The Kadmonim, meaning the Rambam and the Ramban, argue about the reason and the hashkafa behind karbanos. Hamore Amar, the Mor, meaning the Mor Nevuchim, says, Kiu l'harchik levadam avodah zarah. The Ramban quotes this Mor Nevuchim, is to distance people from avodah zarah. And that's why there is karbanos. And the Ramban is very upset with the Rambam in Parshas Vayikra, where he says, what do you mean it's only about l'mayit avodah zarah? So Adam, why'd he bring a carbon? And Noach, why'd he bring a carbon? And all the Avos, what, it's all about anti-Avodah Zarah? And the entire Sefer Vayikra? It doesn't sound like, there's much more. So the Ramban says, no, Kihu l'karev kol ha-kochos ha-olamos. It's something positive. It's something to bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm supposed to get the message of when the blood of the animal is sprinkled, so it's supposed to be like my blood is sprinkled. And when the animal is shechted, it's supposed to be I'm supposed to feel it. So it's a much more positive idea of karbanos. And the Meshech Chachma's unique lashon, v'hu inyan elektri ruchani. There's an electronic spirituality, meaning there's something in the air, this positive power. Asher bepeulos hakohen yaaseh gevohot ba'olamot shonim ki yadua. And says the Meshech Chachma, maybe I can make shalom. Doesn't sound like it in the Ramban. The Ramban's not trying to make shalom between him and the Ramban. But the Meshech Chachma says, ulai yesh lahachriya, ki karbanos bama heimrak lahachak mi'avodah zarah mi'levavos amo Yisrael. Bama is like the Ramban. Bama is to be mamayit avodah zarah and to keep us away. After all, it's all about, it's anywhere. Bamas are anywhere. So lachein tziva ki yaktiru l'shem shamayim. And therefore Hashem says, no, be makdu to me, not to anybody else. But lochein karbanas beis hamigdash heima vadi lakari for olamu to lachaber dodim. But karbanas beis hamigdash is to bring us closer to Hashem. You got to work out. What about all the Ramban's kashas were on the Adam and Noach? So that did those have the status of mikdash yet? Right. So that is the. Let me take it out. Thank you. So that is the Meshech Chachma's suggestion to put together the Rambam and the Ramban. Umakar lazeh, and then he quotes a makar from the Gemara later on. We're going to have in the last parak. Ein reach nichoach bebama ketana. There's no reach nichoach. Thank you. By a bama ketana, there's no special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu having nachas ruach, hare dekashi bama, yinan l'rech nichoach, you see that? And then he even says, u'b'zeh yuva, and this is where we mention this Meshech Chachma, at least twice we mention this in Meseches Nedarim, because the Gemara there says, kol hanoder ki'ilu bana bama. anybody makes the darim is not a great thing. Well, we're not supposed to make the darim if we don't have to. But if anybody makes a neder, the Gemara says as if you built a bama, a darim dafchav base. The question is, ma kesher between a neder and a bama? So the Meshech HaKva says beautifully, if the whole message of bama is geder and laharchek we have avodah zara, so we understand. That's what a bama is. That's what a neder is. A neder is creating extra gedarim. If I build a bama, so I'm trying to create a geder for myself, that's what a neder is. Call a noder, ki ilu bana bama. Right? It's best if we don't have to do that. It's best if we have to control ourselves and we're such halachically balanced personalities that we don't have to make gedarim and we don't have to build bamas. Avo bismacha based on English kayam who owes a resha but masha goder atzma we have a zara but had the bana bama. But let's say we have a base of mikdash. Right then, there's going to be an Isser Bamas. When we have the ultimate, so then there's an Isser Bamas. Halo Hashem Behechal Kacho V'yachol LaHakriv HaMikdash. Kein HaNoder, who wrote a Ligdar Atzmo Begeder. So to a Noder, somebody's making extra vows, he's trying to put up a fence, but you know what? Hu Mosef Pesha. Shekvar Gadraso HaTorah, Baza Oseh, Amiros Einayim. Kodesh Baruch already gave us 365 Gedarim. Right? Things not to do. So what do you have to make an extra Gedarim for? That's Bama and neder. And that is the related to the Rambam's view. He doesn't quote it, but the Rambam's view about Nazir. We've mentioned the Machlokes, Lishitasam, the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban about a Nazir. The Ramban says a Nazir is a wonderful thing. It's a great thing to be a Nazir, and he's a Kadosh. And why does he have to bring a Karbat Chatos at the end? Because he's not going to be a Nazir anymore. That is the Ramban's view. Amazing. A carbon on a future. You didn't do anything yet. Because you have decided not to be a Nazir anymore, you have to bring Karban Chatos. That's the Ramban. The Rambam, though, which the Meshech HaKva is following here, the Rambam says, no, a Nazir is a great thing. I'm sorry, a Nazir is a negative. Right? It's Lo Dayecha Masha Asra Torah. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi. It's not enough what the Torah says is Asr. What, 365 isn't enough for you? You got to have more Yisurim. Let's just work on the 365. Losa says. So that is the Meshech HaKva trying to put together the Rambam and the Ramban. And then he finally has one more point, and with this in mind, Ubazen is galali sod. A secret was revealed to me. There is a shita of Reb Chaim Cohen in Maseches Megillah. What does Reb Chaim Cohen say? Megillah Daf Yud, in the sugya that we discussed a couple of days ago. Even Lamanda Amar, Lo Kidsha La Asid Lavo. Even if you want to say that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim does not last forever, which we hold does last forever, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, even if you want to say it does not last forever, the Isser Bamas still stays. That's the Shita of Reb Chaim Cohen. There's an Isser Bamas forever. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his presence in Yerushalayim, even if you want to say Lo Kidsha La Asid Lavo, there's still an Isser of Hakravas Bama. Why? Says the Meshech HaKva, because we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, that the Anshei Knesset Gadola were Mevatel, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So once that took place, even if, we're in Yom HaSamach Tes, he quotes here, but it's also the Gemara in Sanhedrin, even if the Kedusha does not exist, the whole reason for the Heter Bamos doesn't exist, because there's no more Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, that's what the Heter of Bamos is connected to. V'rak b'shvil ha'gdirim sh'le yakriv l'avodah zarah, ibkein su'ki bala yetzirah avodah zarah, aser l'hakriv b'bama. Okay, and there's a lot more that he connects it to, but we'll leave it for now. But that is, you can't do bama. You can't mention the word bama without doing that Meshech HaKva at the beginning of a yikra. So that is connected to what we said yesterday. So it says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about what do we say if a zar does malika. So again, Rav says that it accomplishes something. There's no tumah beis ablia, and Rabbi Yochanan says that it does not accomplish anything. Rabbi Yochanan says it ain't matame beis ablia. It does accomplish something, and Rav says it does not accomplish anything. So yesterday we tried to have a proof from our Mishnah. We did the first one yesterday. Tznan. We proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that all psulin that are molek, the malika is psula. So that works for Rabbi Yochanan to include zar. What about Rav? So we said it's including zar also, and it's tani v'hadim mafarish. Fine. Ta shma. Next proof. Zaklal. What about the last line of our Mishnah? We just previously tried to prove something from the first line of our Mishnah. What about the last line? It's also a general statement. Ze'aklal, kol she'ipsu l'bakodesh, einu matami b'gadim abeis abliya. The last line of our Mishnah says, any time that there is a psul b'kodesh, it's a late-breaking psul, then there is no tumah, tumas b'gadim abeis abliya. Basically, it means there's no tumah. right? We're going to have that phrase about 10 times on today's daf. It just uses that phrase because, as we know, nevelas of tahar, a nevela of a kosher bird, that's the way it makes you tame. By eating it, we spoke about Rabbi Yosef Engel. Is that a tumas achila ad root? Is that a tumas negia ad root? But just a specific type of negia. But either way, that's what it just means. Is it tame? Does the malika or the shchita that one is doing, does that save it from tumah? So the Gemara here says anything that is psula bakodesh is not metame b'beis ablia. I neglected to mention yesterday, but you can mention it here too. It's in this tosas right here. What does psula bakodesh mean? This came up once earlier in the Masechta as well. Anything that's psula bakodesh, it's the psul came late, so it's already holy enough that it's not going to create tumah. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it's a geographical note. Azara. If the psul came when the animal was already in the azara, then it's already holy enough that whatever you do, it's not going to be tummy anymore. It's not going to have tumas nevela. But aim psula bakodesh, if the psul was before it goes into the azara, for example, roveya and nirba, for example, ne'evad, it's worshipped before it comes into the azara, it violated an isser, roveya and nirba, so then it is going to be b'tam beis ablia. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos says, I understand. What, it can't be ne'evad in the azara? It can't be roveya and nirba in the azara? You could have those in the azara, so why are those called lo hayim psula bakodesh? Right, so I don't understand. So Tosfos gives a different shot. Says Tosfos, a psula bakodesh means pasul after it was niskadish beklisharis. That's what psula bakodesh means. Tosfos is right here. He quotes in Dibur Maskil Omar Rav on the fourth, fifth line of Tosfos. V'kosha psula bakodesh delo yered hayinu she'ira psul mishe nishchat v'se niskadish bekdushas kli. After it had the kedusha, the lokamosha pirish bakutris, not like Rashi says later on, aim psula bakodesh yir psul kodesh biyasa lazara. Go to revei v'nirba, the nirba bazar, Michael Amaymar. Right, what's the difference? Right, you can have all of the psulim in. So it's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What does psulo bakodesh mean? So you have a shmos. So says the. Let's continue. We'll get back to the ha'ara about Ravei Nirba in a minute, but let's just do the Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah says any psula bakodesh in a time begad by sablia. So Mishnah, the Rabbi Yochanan kol lasu yezar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, again the word kol, it's an inclusion word. So that rule is including zar. That is zar is not matame by sablia. El l'rav lasu yemai. What is according to Rav? What is it including? After all, according to Rav, a zar is not matame. Zar is matame by sablia. It doesn't accomplish anything. So the question is a little tameich. What about the second half of the line? Shalohi yipsula bakodesh lasuye mai. What does the second half of that line say? Shalohi yipsula bakodesh. So ella, it must be reisha lasuye shchitas kachim bifnim. The first half of the line includes a carbon that I shechted instead of doing malika, a bird that I did shchita bifnim, so that's what the first line. That's psula bakodesh, and therefore there is no tumah beis ablia there. That's what the first line is including. Seifa la suye malika chulin bachutz, and the second half of the line is including if I do malika on chulin bachutz, that is lo hayu psula bakodesh, and therefore that does create tumah. So the Gemara says, don't ask me any kashas about zar, about saket, about other things. You could say it's just including these cases. If you shecht a carbon inside, or you do malika to a chulin animal outside, both of those are possible. Fine. Just one other ha'ara on that machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and that is they're arguing about roveya and nirba. There's a beautiful ha'ara I mentioned yesterday in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, that is by the isser of roveya nirba, which is shochev v'behema, bestiality. The Rav Hirsch points out that you have three psukim in a row that they each use a different phrase for putting somebody to death. Yesterday's mitzvah was putting witches to death. Mechashefa lo sechaya. Right, don't let witches live. The next pasuk in Mishpatim, kol shochev v'behema, most you must. Anyone who lives with an animal, he shall surely die. That's what Rashi and Tosfos is discussing here. Roveya nirba. The third pasuk, zoveach lo Elohim yacharam. Anybody who sacrifices to other gods will have to be muhram, which we also understand to mean killed, bilti lashem levado. Ask Rav Hirsch, why is it that the first pasuk is lo sachaya, second pasuk most you must, third pasuk yacharam, three different lashonos. Says Rav Hirsch, there are three motivations why we would have to put somebody to death. Bezdin. Either because what they did is totally abhorrent. They have forfeited their right to live with their unbelievably evil action. It doesn't matter. We don't care about what kind of influence they would have on others, even if they wouldn't have any influence. Just their action, they have forfeited the right to live. That's one reason. Another action would be no. The action itself wouldn't be so terrible per se, but it's what they would do to society. The pernicious effect that they would have on society. That is number two. And then a third would be they didn't forfeit their right to live, but they forfeit their right to live amongst other people. And therefore, the way to get rid of that is to kill them. So therefore, it says Rav Hirsch, Mechashef alo sechaya. A witch, it doesn't even say a witch is chayav misa. Because, let's say the Rambam Shita says Rav Hirsch, that it's all witchcraft and magic according to the Rambam. Other Rishonim argue, but according to the Rambam, it's all sheker, sheker v'chazav. There's nothing real there. There's no such thing as the dark force, according to the Rambam. So therefore, what did this Mechashefa do? Nothing. Just foolishness, just sleight of hand. But, and even according to the other Rishonim, is it real? Akadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. So what she really do? So per se, her action shouldn't warrant. But that's why, what's the formulation of the pasuk? It's to Bezdin. Don't let a witch live. Why? Because it's the effects on society that this woman is going to have, or man, just as Bechashefa, because it's more common, this person is going to have on society. That's why it says Lo Sechaya. Next pasuk, Shochev Behema Ravea Nirba, most you must. Why? Because maybe this person won't have any effects. Why? We look at these, even in the most base societies, most of the time, they look at bestiality as something disgusting. In most societies, kim'at says, okay, a few societies here and there, but generally, everybody knows it's disgusting. So you're going to look at this act, is this really going to affect society? No, but the act is so abhorrent, most you must. The person is chayav misa, he has forfeited his privilege to live. And then finally, the third one, Hakrava, Avodah Zarah involvement. Even if you don't succeed, if you do succeed, you can't be involved with that. You do it yourself. That's why you have to be separated. Yacharam, he quotes a pasuk in, I think in Habakkuk, that Charam means a net. It means we have to get him in a net away from everybody else. So Ve'ech Elohim Yacharam, and that's why that lashon is used there. So you can look at that reverse right on these psukim, but it has to do with what Rashi Tosas just brought up, and that's the Isra of Roveya and Nirba. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line. Tanika Vasid Rabbi Yochanan. A Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if a czar does Malika, it does not create Tuma Beis Abliya, meaning it accomplishes something. It accomplishes something, and therefore there's no Tumas Nevela. Tanika Vasid Rabbi Yochanan. Malka czar, Malka Pasul. Hatiko Vados Ratame, Ein Matamina Beis Abliya. All these cases, there's no Tuma Beis Abliya. Right, so it's Pefarus like Rabbi Yochanan, you see Malka czar. Great Ha'ara, that's if you think about it, Pigel Noser and Tameh, that's there's a question whether there's going to be Tuma. What's Noser, let's say? No, you did everything properly. Now it's just left over. How could there be Tuma of Nevela? You did Malika fine. You did a perfect Avoda. They left it over. There's going to be Tuma now? Says Rashi, the Chiddush is that you don't say Tuma Lamafreya. Huge chiddush. The Havamina would be a huge chiddush. Says Rashi on top. The Lo Amrinan, we don't say, Nafkilu Meheter Achilas Kachim, even though it's mutter now, it loses the heter, V'chal Alayu Isser Nevela Lamafreya. Wow. That's an amazing Havamina. We would have said, the second that you leave it over, the second it becomes Pigle, the second of any of the cases, Lamafreya, even though it's been mutter up until now, because it becomes Nosar, it now becomes gets Tumas Nevela also. That is a very big chiddush. That is but that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says, right? The Karen Ora says, from this Mishnah, you would read it, you wouldn't think that there's any Havamina, but if you look at the Mishnah earlier, on Daf Samach Vav, the Karen Ora says, the Mishnah earlier that says, the beginning of the parak, Chatas She'asa L'mala Ein Matama. When it talks about chatas, that you did the zrikas, lamalo, lamata, same kind of thing. What do you mean? You did the malikas properly, you did everything properly, just you did the zrikas in the wrong spot. The Mishnah has to tell you that there's no tumas beis abliya. Again, the havamina being, you would have said a later problematic act could cause problems for the earlier. Shvabina. Says the Karen Ora. Havamina. Kiva de nifsala acharkach meikara malikasa lav klubu vahavina vela. Tulo itira atar malika elabakar bachasa vehechsher. Kamashblan, you don't say that. That is the that the Keren Aura is Aura. And the Brisker Rav says he thinks that this is also Meduyuk in the Rambam. The Griz says that when the Rambam quotes this halacha of Pikul Nosar and Tame, they're not Matame. He says, you know why they're not Matame? Because they're considered Psulan Bakodesh. They're considered that category of Kosher Psulan Bakodesh is Eina Matame Bezabliya. Why doesn't the Rambam just say, because you can't have Tumalum Afreya? The answer is it must be that you can have Tumalum Afreya. That Havamida is not so crazy, and therefore the Rambam has to give you a different reason that they're considered Psulo Bakodesh. So anyway, that's an important Havamina, that you can have something that is totally, the Avodah is done well, and then later on, because of a later Psul, you might have said that things start unraveling, and Tumas Nevela starts again. That, but Kalash Malan, not, you don't say that. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amareb Yitzchak. Shamati. Right? There are another Amoraim with Yitzchak's name. Not Avraham's, but there is Yitzchak. Shamati Shtayim. Achas Kemita Zar, Vachas Kemelika Zar. I heard something about a Zar doing Kemitza by a Karim Mincha, and a Zar doing Malika. Achas Tere, Vachas Lo Tere. And I heard that one of them, if it went up on the Mizbeach, that it does not come down, and one comes down. Meaning if it goes up, that means something is accomplished. At least to the level of him, Alalo Teired, right? Ninth parak discussion. And I wasn't sure. I heard about one, yeah, one not. Velo Yadana. I don't know which is which. Which is better, which is worse. Malika Zar or Kemitza Zar. Both the Zar is not allowed to do. Right? A Zar can't do either. The only thing a Zar can do is Shechita, which Beis Hashem will be our discussion tonight. But Malika and Kemitza, which are parallel to Shechita, a Zar cannot do. So Amar Chizkia, Mistavra, Kemitza, Teirid, Malika, Lo Teirid. So I think it's logical to say that the Kemitza is the one that does not accomplish anything, and therefore, even if it goes up, you got to bring it down. But Malika does accomplish something. I think Malika Zar does accomplish something. Maishna Malika, so the Gemara asks, what's the difference by Malika? Why do we say by Malika that it would stay up there? Because it accomplishes something to Yeshna Babama. Because Malika Zar, but there's on a Bama, a Zar is allowed to be involved. Kemitza Nami Yeshna Babama, so Kemitza also. So what's the difference? You get the impression here, it's not explicit, but you get the impression here that on a Bama, when you do bird carbonos on a bama, you do malika. That is not so clear, but that's what it sounds like from our Gemara. After all, a zar could do it. Could do what? So it sounds like a zar could do malika on a bama. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, there's Rabbeinu Chananel later on in the Masechta that's quoted Kofiyat Aleph or so. When in the bama sugis, he says not. He says that shchita is done on a bama. Birds relates to. You can't compare exactly. It's not exactly the same carbonus on a bum as it is on a mizbeach, but you get the impression. It sounds like that malika is done. So Gemara says, what's the difference by malika that a zar could do without a bama? So kemitza also v'chitem. And if you want to say ein mincha b'bama, and if you're going to say no, there's no carbonus mincha on a bama, ein opas nami b'bama. It goes together. Minchas and bamas. After all, to Amar Rav Sheshes says, "Ledivrei haomer yesh mincha bebama, yesh ofos bebama. Ledivrei haomer ein mincha, ein ofos." The same, so the mincha and ofos. Either you say they're allowed on a bama, either you say you're not allowed on a bama. So therefore, you cannot distinguish between them. So back to the question of why should it be that Malika is going to be Lo Teirid, Malika Zar, while Kemitza is going to be Teirid. So my time, why would you exclude both of them? Zvachim v'lo Menachas, Zvachim v'lo Ophos. So you see, they're excluded. So the Gemara answers, so let's stop there for a second. So they will both be excluded from Obama. So one Ha'ara, which we mentioned earlier in the Masech, that is, are Ophos considered Zvachim? Zvachim excludes Ophos. Why? Because Zvachim, Zevach means to shecht. So you use a knife, so it's not called Ophos. So we have many times the discussion of whether birds are considered Zvachim. For example, Halachal Maisa, Simchas Yantif. Ein Simcha Ela Babasar. Basar Zvachim, the Gemara says. So are you allowed to have chicken? Are you Yotze with chicken? By Yantif. So again, that is a discussion we had in the past. Rav Sternbach, we quoted from Odom Uzmanim, says it's fine, Bizman Azeh, with chicken, if that is what one gets Simchas Yantif from. But this is a big discussion in the first Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga. First Rambam, I don't think we ever quoted this. At least not in recent memory. Says the Rambam, Shalosh mitzvos asei nitztavu Yisrael b'kol regel mishlosh regalim. There are three mitzvos asei that every Jew. Here we Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Next Yantav Pesach. Pesach here, we'll go to the Beis HaMikdash. Three mitzvahs we're going to have. What are the mitzvahs? Ve'elohim. Assuming that, according to those Achronim, let's say we're still going to have Karbanos when Mashiach comes. Right? Some say, Rav Kook says we're only going to have Karban Minchas. V'arva L'Hashem Minchas Yehuda. But if not, so Ve'elohim, Pasha, the Rambam says, nothing's going to change, except Shibin Malchias. Ve'elohim, these are the three mitzvahs. Ha-Re'iyah, Karban Re'iyah, Olas Re'iyah, Shenemar Ye'ra'eh Kol Zachorcha, Ve'ha-Chagiga, Shenemar Tachog L'Hashem Elokecha, Ve'ha-Simcha, Shenemar V'samachta V'chagecha. You have Re'iyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. The problem is the next line. Hari'iyah hamur batorah. What is the carbon ri'iyah? Sheyira'eh panav ba'azara b'yom tov rishon shel chag. I have to be seen by Hashem on the first day of Yantif via vi'imo carbon ola. And I have to bring a carbon ola. Bein min ha'of, bein min ha'behema. That's the Rambam's lashon. It could be a bird, it could be a behema. That's the Rambam's language. Umisha Balazar Byom Rishon Velohoi Viola, if you didn't bring a carbon, Lo Dayo Shalo Asa Mitzvah Sasei, Elo Shaabra Mitzvah Lo Sasei, Shinemar Velo Yira Upanai Rekam. Right, you all have the Lo Sasei, Vein Lokan Alabze, Shahare Lo Asa Maisa. That's what the carbon Re'iyah is. Then he gets into the Chagiga, and then that might be, and then he gets into Simcha. Fine. But the Rab, the Kesev Mishnah and the Mari Kirkus all say the Rabbah is Beforsh against the Gemara. Beforesh against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga Dav Zayin, Lo Yiro Fanai Rekam, Bizvachim, Ato Omer Bizvachim, Oeinu Ela Baofos, Umenachos, Vidinu. And we have the whole discussion, what the halach is it only Zvachim, or is it excluding Ofos? And Rashi says, Zvachim, Tzarech Lohavi Karban Behema, Hazvuchim Besakin, Velo Olas Haof, Shehinim Lekes. So if you see from the Gemara is suggesting that Oph is excluded. Hey, Chazav Rabbeinu, Bein Min Ha'Oph. How does he say that? So the Achronim just throw up their hands and they say the Rama must have a different Girsa. It must be just excluding Menachas, not Ophos. Or else how does the Rama say that? Unless the other choice the Mari Kirkus says is maybe he argues with the Gemara and he has a mess and he quotes like a Mechilta, because the Mechilta says, V'lo Yerif on Erekam, Bisvachim, O Eino Ela Biksafim, with money. Right, what he's supposed to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe he's possibly like the Mechilta instead of the Gemara. But either way, this is a problem. So one of the Achronim suggests maybe for the Rambam, the Rambam might not be able to say the Gemara as Zvachim based on a Pasuk, but Zvachim based on a Chazal. The Chazal say you need Zvachim, and the Shar HaMelech suggests that maybe there's a difference between Lashon HaTorah and Lashon HaTalmud, Lashon Chazal. Even if Zvachim excludes Oph min HaTorah, but Zvachim in Gemara, in Talmud, maybe does not exclude Ophos. That's his suggestion. You got to work it out for the Rambam. But that's one Ha'ara. The other point on this line is, it says the word Zvachim by Abama. So it excludes. Where does it say Zvachim by Abama? Where does it talk about Abama in the Torah? Where does it say Zvachim? So Rashi quotes, fourth line, next week's Parsha, having to do with this week's Parsha. But it's Matan Torah. Rashi on the fourth line says, "Vayizbechu zvachim shlamim b'Sinai." Shmos Chaf Dalin. It's the pasuk from the end of Mishpatim, where it's at Ma'amar Sinai, take two, where they set up a big mizbeach. So Rashi quotes that pasuk is the source for Bama. Says the Brisker Rav, whenever we talk about Bama in the Gemara, we generally mean Bama Ketana, not Bama Gedola. Bama Gedola is at certain times in history there was a Bama that took the place of the Beis HaMikdash was back, like in Shiloh, there was a Bama Gedola. So at that time, there was an Isser for Bamas elsewhere. But when we talk about Bamas, in general, we're talking about Bama Ketana. So says the Biskrov, you know what you see from Rashi? That the Bama they built by Har Sinai had the status of a Bama Ketana. But the fact that Rashi quotes the Pasuk there, you could have quoted other Pesukim in the Torah that have the word Zvachim. But the fact that he quotes it there, the Brisker Rav says, you see from here that it was a Bamas Yachid. The Mitzvah Eisan in the back argues. He says, no, not on the Grizz. The Grizz was after him. But the Mitzvah Eisan says that no. Why? He quotes a Gemara later on, or Rashi quotes a different Pasuk, and he says, why does Rashi quote the Pasuk here? It must be that here the Chiddush is that even on a Bamas Tzibur, still Ophos and Menachos would be excluded according to the Shita. Right, this is talking about obviously Har Sinai. This is the Bama for all of Klal Yisrael. So Machlokes Achronim, what was the status of the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu built? Fascinating. Is it at the status of a Bamas Yachid or a Bamas Tzibur? Okay, at the end, if we have time, we'll come back to say another thing about the Mizbeach, but now we will move on. Okay. answers the Gemara. So we still haven't figured out why is there a difference between if a Zar does Malika, it's low Teirade, and if a Zar does Kamitza Teirade, Ela Ema, Ein Kiddush B'Klisharis B'Mincha B'Bama. Oh, the difference is that there is no Klisharis used by a Karban Mincha on a Bama. A mincha is sanctified usually when it goes into the klisharis, and by a bama you don't use a klisharis, it's just a hand. It's just the hand of the kohen. And therefore there's no sanctification, so that it's never going to become holy enough to say im Allah lo teirid. By malika, it becomes sanctified by the malika itself. It never uses a different kli. So you did the exact same act. That's enough of a hakdasha. Mashiachi, when it comes to a mincha, because you don't use the kli sharis by a bama, so that is why it's not going to become hukdash, and one would be able to say im Allah teiri. Right. Here we go. Malak b'smol o balayla. If somebody does malika b'smol or balayla, right? So this was in the discussion of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, also it was in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, if a Kohen does Malika with his left hand or at night, it does not create Tumah Besabliya, meaning it accomplishes something. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Yochotei Malika Shilifnim Metameh Begadim Besabliya. You might think that Malika done inside is Metameh Begadim. You might think that it's still this Tumas Nevela. What? Malika done inside? That's what you're supposed to do. What are we talking about? So Rashi here makes no mention of a Malika Psula here. Which means, according to Rashi, there's a Havamina that a regular Malika that you do in the Beis HaMikdash creates Tumas Nevela. The Kohen's allowed to eat it, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. This regular Tumas Nevela, but the Kohen's allowed to eat it, it's a Tumah that you're allowed to bring into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's not the regular Tumah that, because it only makes you tummy when you eat it, so it's not a Tumas Negiya, so it might be different, but that's what Rashi seems to say here. But a Rov Rishonim assume that, though the Gemara doesn't say it, we're talking about a problematic Malika inside. Rashi and the Ksav Yad, you notice all of a sudden, we have two Rashis on the page here. We have Rashi and Nuschos, Rashi Ksav Yad. So Rashi and Ksav Yad is Betherish. We're talking about Malika's Psulim, different version of Rashi. And Tosfos also says earlier Psulim. Anyway, so let's go with the Rov Rishonim. So you might think that if you do a problematic Malika inside, like Smol or Lila, so that it does not prevent Tumah, Tamalomar, Nevela. It says the word Nevela in the Torah, which Pashas means if an animal dies by itself. So the Gemara says, that's why, Malika would not create Tumah. Where it says, Nevela, no, that's the point. Our question is that maybe this is also considered Nevela. If you do Malika. So, Elatamalomar, Trefa. This is what it means. Because it says the word Trefa. In the Pasuk of Nevela, it says Trefa also. And therefore, we have a Drasha. When is Tumah created? Only as follows. Ma Trefa, Shein Materas Issa Isser. Just like Trefa does not accomplish anything. If an animal is a Trefa. Af Kol Shein Materas Issa Isser. So too, the only thing that's create Tumah is something that does not accomplish anything. That's when there's going to be Tumah. Yatza Malika, Shehi Lefnim, Hovi Materas Isser. Malika inside accomplishes something. What does it accomplish? Im Allah Lo Yered. So if it accomplishes that, so it's also enough to accomplish that Ein Matami Begadim Abeis Abliya. So that's why Malika's puzzle in the Beis HaMikdash does not prevent Tumah Beis Abliya. But Hevi, but included in the pasuk would be Hamolek. Katz Kafet Simin, it's going to be coming up. Hamolek Kadshim Bachutz, if somebody does Malika on a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Or Umolek Chulin Bebefni Bebe Bachutz, or you do Malika on Chulin anywhere, in those cases, Hol Ve'ein Matirnes Isser, in those cases you don't accomplish anything, because that's considered Ein Psula Bakodesh. So then Matam Nagadim HaBeis HaBliya. So that would create Tumah, meaning it would not prevent anything, and that would be Tumas Nevela. Period. Okay, that was the first drasha that we had. That was comparison to trefa about it's not matter anything. Tanya idach, another brisa with a different limud. Yochotei shchitas chulin lefnim. I might have had a havamina that if you shecht a chulin animal in the Beis HaMikdash, v'kachin b'mi b'fni b'mi b'chutz, or you shecht, you're supposed to do malika. We're talking about birds. You saw the Malika, but instead you shecht a bird in or out. Mitava besabliya. I might think in all those cases there is Tumah, meaning nothing is accomplished. Tamalomar Nevela. No, it says Nevela. Only a Nevela is metame. So it's hanami nevela. What do you mean? The issue is maybe this is also caught in nevela. Etamalomar trefa. No, it says trefa. So what's the limut? So different than before. Ma trefa shave bifnim kibachutz. Just like trefa, it doesn't matter where it is. It's a problem. A treif is a problem everywhere. Meaning that, the Gemara doesn't say this, but add in the svara, that reflects that it's a really bad psul. It's not based on place, it's based on period. Just like a treifa is always bad wherever it is, of kol shavos b'fidim k'machut. So too, the only thing that's going to create, that's going to have tumas nevela, is if it's a problem everywhere. If it's only a problem in some places, that means it's a situational psul, and it's not going to create tumah. So that's why, yatsa shchitas chuvot bifnim, v'kachin b'bifnim b'bachutz, those are excluded. Why? Ho v'lo shavu bifnim k'bachutz, since they're not equal, it's not the same exact psul, in or out, eimetam b'kana b'esa b'liya, so it's not going to create the tumah. So the Gemara says, let's analyze that. Where, how do we know these things are not the same? So bish lebach chulin lo shav b'fnim k'bachutz. Fine, shchitas chulin. I understand it. Not the same in or out. Why? If I shecht a treifa animal inside, it's not matar midei nevela. And if I shecht it outside, it is matar midei nevela. Right, Rashi says this is going like a sheet of Rameir, which we're going to have tomorrow. But there is a difference by a chulin animal if you shecht it in or out. So find there, I can handle, and I can accept, that there's not going to be tumas nevela. Ela kachim idvidi psulininu. But when it comes to shechting a bird, shechting, you're supposed to be more like a bird. When it comes to shechting a bird, they're puzzle everywhere. So therefore, how can you say there's not tuma? If the rule is that if the psul applies everywhere, there's got to be tuma. So here, the psul applies everywhere. So the Gemara says no. Amar Rava. Im ho'ilo lo shchitas chutz l'chayvo kares lo tolo l'tar midei nevela. Come on! If this shchita is good enough for you to be chayv kares outside, it's not going to be matar midei nevela. It's got to be a shchita. If you just kill an animal, it's got to be a shchita to be chayv bishem shchitas shchutei chutz. So Rava says, if you're going to tell me that your chayv kares for it, it's got to be that it accomplishes something. So if you see outside it does accomplish something. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish first. Ashkechad chutz, so fine. Bachutz, I see a svara that there's no tumas nevela. Pnimi nalon. But what happened if I shecht a bird inside? I shecht a carpet bird inside. How do I know also there that there's no tumas nevela? It's not matame b'beis ablia. So where is this? Ho'ov l'shavu b'flip k'bachutz. Because now we know that outside there's no tumas nevela. So then you could say, because this category is not the same b'flim b'chutz, so therefore, it's not going to be Mitar Midei Nevela. It's not going to accomplish, the Shechit is not going to be as accomplishing inside as it is outside, where you're Chayiv Kares. So therefore, we could say there's no Tumas Nevela either. Ihachi finishes the Gemara 1 minute. If that's true, Malak Kacha Bechutz Nami. So why do you say the same thing by Malika Bechutz? Nami Delo Shavu Befnim Bechutz. We know Malika Bechutz is Mitame Bebeis Abliya. So why don't you say it's just like Shechitas Chutz? So Amr of Simi Barashi. No. Done in davar shelo b'achshero, mi davar shelo b'achshero. We can compare things that you do things wrong. You shecht a bird inside, you shecht a bird outside. Those are both wrong. So you could say those two are not exactly equal, and therefore in b'tavi b'beis abliya. The ain done in davar shelo b'achshero, mi davar shelo b'achshero. But you cannot compare a malika b'chutz and a malika b'fnim, because a malika b'fnim is what you're supposed to do. So you can't say, oh, that's okay. The malika outside is not okay. No, you're supposed to do that. That's not a fair comparison. So the Gemara says, "Velo, you really cannot compare." But Tanya, didn't we learn? Minayin liyotze shim alalo yereich shara yotze kashav abama. What do you mean that limud? How do you know that if a piece of meat goes out, if it goes up on the mizbeach, you don't break it down because it's kosher on abama? So that's comparing something okay, not okay. By abama, there's no psul yotze. By a mikdash, there is a psul yotze. So how can you compare something where you didn't do an avera to where you did an avera? So as we said yesterday, no, Tana azos tarasa ola riba samechle. Really, that limit is going on, learned out from a different pasuk. Not really learned that from a bum up, and therefore it is not as much of a problem. Okay. One ha'ara. That is, so when some of the achronim pick up on, Rava said this line of, hey, if you shecht it outside, you're chayev kares. So it's for sure going to be good enough of a shechita to say there's no tumas nevela. That's what Rava said. So Rava is the shita in Maseches Temura in the Machlokes between Rava and Abaya about Kol Misal David Rachman Lo Seved Yavel Lo Mahani Yavin Mahani. The Torah tells you not to do something. Do you accomplish anything when you do it? So Rava says, no, you don't. So then why here by Shchut Echutz? What's he saying? Hey, you got if you're Chayef Kares, it must be that you're it's not Tumas Nevela. So ask the Achronim. How could Rava say that? He's the one that says Yavel Lo Mahani. answer the Achronim, that principle of the oven, that whole machlokas is only about averis that are chayiv malchus. But averis that are chayiv misa, so you can't have that machlokas, because you know what? Chayiv misa is based, chayiv malchus you could say is based on trying to do the avera. Chayiv misa is based on you actually did the avera. The second that you say lo mahani, then mamele you're not going to get misa or kares. See, here we're talking about shchut echutz, which is kares. That's why there's no machlokas. Everybody would agree they're mahani. The only machlokas between Rav and Abaye is only by chayve malchus. That is the chiddush of some achronim. Again, you got to look up all the cases brought there on those two blan and tamura, but that is the suggestion I saw here in the Biurei Adaf from a number of achronim. Okay, let's continue. Malik, but it's a treifa. If I did malika and the animal turned out to have a hole in the lung and it turned out to be a treifa, Rabbi Meir Omer, in Matame Vesabli, Rabbi Meir says, it's still an okay malika, you accomplish something, there's no tumor. Rabbi Yudomer Matame, Rabbi Yudah says it is Matame, so we have this already. That's where we're going to go, we can move. Amar Rabbi Meir, so what's the machlokas about? What's the svara? Whether if I do malika to a bird and it turns out to be a treifa, is there tumas nevela or not? So Rabbi Meir says it's a kalvachomer. Two steps. We have this, if you remember, in the three blot about lamed min alamed in kachim. So because Rameh is going to be two steps. Im nevelas behema. Shemetama b'maga b'masa. Nevelas behema is very serious tuma. A nevelas behema is betame if you touch it and if you carry it. Shechitasa betarasa treifasa mitamasa. And yet, if I shecht a behema, that's a treifa, it's tahor. Nevelas ha'of. Shemetame b'maga b'masa. A nevela of a bird that is much lower level tuma. It's only tell me if you eat it. Surely you should say, it shchita says it is tahar. If by a behema it's tahar, surely by a bird is it tahar. And then go one more step. Ma matzina b'shchitaso, shehi machsharta l'achila umetaharis trefaso mitumaso. Just like by shchita, which allows you to eat it, it gets rid of tuma. So af malikaso, so to say malika, shehi machsharta b'achila tatar trefaso mide tumaso. So a mayor goes from shchitas behema kal v'chober to shchitas ha'of, and then ma matzinu from shchitas ha'of to malikas ha'of. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he has the middle shita. He says, only say step one, don't say step two. Daya kenvelas behema, shchitasa mitaharasa, velo malikasa. Right, fine, I'll give you, says Rabbi Yossi, shchitasa of. That gets rid of tuma, but not malikasa of. You can't say that second step. Rabbi Yehud is the other extreme. He says, you can't even say step one. That's Rabbi Yehuda on the other side. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Meir lo darish dayo. Rabbi Meir doesn't darshan dayo. Dayo, if you remember, is the principle of limiting kalvachomers, that the context that you're learning to cannot be more than the context that you're learning from. So doesn't he hold of dayo? And therefore, how could he jump and say that the nilmat is even going to be more than the malamed? Rabbi Meir lo darish dayo, va dayo daraisahu. Really, dayo is a principle daraisa. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, "Midik avachomer kesad." How do you know? Vayomar Shemal Moshe v'aviyah v'yerok yerakam v'fanah by Miriam. She told Lashon Hara Moshe Rabbeinu, so she got saras. So Hashem says to Moshe, if her father would have spit in front of her, so then she would have had to go into hiding. So to hear surely. Where I, kavayachom, spitting at her, kavachomer l'shchina baser yom. I would have said that. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she would have had to sit 14 days, right? Kal v'chomer, because by her father, 7 days, Hashem, 14 days. Ella, I would have said that, but dialavo min adilios kenidot, but we limit, and we say just like a father would be seven, so too Hashem would be seven. Why, when we svar, would I say Hashem is double? So he quoted that, quoted here again in Tosis, Yerassel Kal. Tosis says, because Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Gemara Nida, three partners in a human being, a father, a mother, and Hashem, so Hashem is like two-thirds. So that's why a parent is 7 days, Hashem would be 14 days, because Hashem gives double of what the parents give. Obviously, qualitatively, he gives the neshama. But anyway, so doesn't Rabbi Meir hold of Dayo? So, I'm Rabbi Yossi Barabbi Avin, Rameir Kra Ashkach V'Kadarash. Rameir is really based on a pasuk. What's the pasuk? As follows. Zos taras ha-behema v'ha'ov. The pasuk appears, behemas and ofos, v'chi be'ezu torah shivsa behema la'ofa, ofa la'behema. In what way are they similar? Birds and animals. Behema matami b'maga b'masa. Of ena matami b'maga b'masa. Oh, Batami Bogar the Base Abliya, but Hema Inam Bagar Base Abliya. They have different rules in Tuma. So why is the Torah comparing them? Elomar Lacha, Ma Behema Davar Shemakshir Lachila Matarchi Vasami Tumasa is comparing them regarding this halacha. Just like by Behema, the Shchit of a Behema makes it Tahar even if it's a Trefa. Af Oh, Davar Shemakshir Lachila Matarchi Vasami Tumasa. Meaning it's not only based on the Kal V'Chomer, it's also based on the Limud. V'Reb Yehuda, my time. So now getting, if Reb Meir is based on a Pasik, so what about Reb Yehuda? What does he say? Reb Yehuda is the one that says that even Shchitas Oaf is not Mitar Midei Trefa. Right? That's the first line of Rashi on top. You see? Reb Yehuda Amar Mitame Delo Mahanya Malika LeTrefa V'Hu Adinami DeVeshchitas Chulin Trefa Palag Reb Yehuda. The Rashi all the way on top. Reb Yehuda says everything is tummy. The only thing that's tar, according to Reb Yehuda, is the shchita of behema trefa. That's the only thing he says. So says the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, my time. I'll crash. She found a different pasuk. Nevela. So this is the first try. We're gonna have another try tomorrow. But nevela trefa. So it says nevela and trefa in the pasuk. Reb Yehuda, trefa lama neemra. Why does it say trefa in the pasuk? It says nevela trefa im trefa chaya. There's a machlokas, a mesekas chulin, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. Ezrat Hashem. If a trefa lives, trefa chaya, so hari nevela amura. So then, basically, when the trefa dies, it turns into a nevela. So you know it's Thomas nevela im trefa ena chaya. And if you hold that a trefa does not live, so it's already basically considered dead when it's living, hari hubacha nevela. It's a nevela when it's living. So either way, tumas trefa shouldn't have to be said, or the kind of trefa is basically included in nevela. So why did it say the word trefa? Ela lahavi is to include trefa sheshachta shematama, to include a case even if you shechted a trefa that also is tuma. Period. So one more line. So amalei Reb Shvizvi. One second. That's how you darshan nevela trefa, to say the word trefa includes even a case where you shechted a trefa. It's still going to be tamei. What about the following? Amalei Reb Shvizvi. Elameat duchsev v'chelav nevela v'chelav trefa. The pasuk that says chelav of an animal, the kosher, the non kosher fat of an animal does not create tuma. It's also to eat, but it does not create tuma. Hasam nami neima. So you want to say the same drasha because it says nevela trefa in the pasuk there too. So you want to have the parallel drasha? Name Emtrefa Chaya or Nevela Amura, Emtrefa Enachaya, Hariu Bachan Nevela. You want to have the same drasha, Rabbi Yehuda? Elo Lahavi, and what would this pasuk be including? Trefa Sheshachta? It's talking about it would be including a case of a trefa that you shechted, and the pasuk would be telling me that it's Chaylev is Mutter, Shechal Batar, Michlal Dehimatama. What? But the busser of that animal would be Tameh? Because the pasuk is only telling me that the chaylev is tar. The pasuk would be tamei. Rabbi Yehuda, you yourself agree that's wrong. V'yam Rabbi Yehuda marav, ami lo b'masisa tana. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the basar of a behema trefa is tar. Tana ki yamus bina behema mixas behema matama mixas behema ina matama veiza zu trefa sheshachta question mark. So you see that the behema of a trefa, that's what Kitzer Rabbi Yehuda agrees to. See, if you want to say that his source about our case of oaf is based on a drusha of nevela and trefa, you should have the same type of drusha in this other pasuk of nevela and trefa, and then it wouldn't make sense. Because it would be saying only chelev is tar, and basar would be tameh. Ella, you know what this second pasuk is teaching me? We'll be finished in a minute. Trefa mi baile limu'ute tmeya. You know what this pasuk is excluding? It's not including trefa that you shechted. It's excluding a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal doesn't have tumas nevela. Mishi yesh lebemina trefa, yatzazu she'en bemina trefa. Only kosher animals have trefa in their type. Unlike non-kosher animals. So hachanami, so too by the earlier pasuk, by birds, limute say the same limud. Ov tame she'en bemina trefa. It's excluding a non-kosher animal, a bird, that is not in tumas trefa. Question mark. What are we up to now? We're basically up to the fact that Rabbi Yehuda tried to bring a source why he holds that if you shecht a bird that's a trefa, it is still tame. There is tumas nevela. He tried to bring a source for that, and we just rejected the source. So we're still up to, how does Rabbi Yehuda know Ishita? Rabbi Meir, we had a source, but how does Rabbi Yehuda know it? Okay, tomorrow we'll start off maybe with one or two sources about the machlokas, whether trefa chaya, trefa eira chaya, how could that be a machlokas a mitzias, and the Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow, by the Hashem, we finish the seventh parak of Meseches Zvachim. Remember, seventh, eighth parak, all about birds. Eighth parak is all about taroves, all about mixtures. And tonight's special shir 9:30 about shechita.